Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's high time. We had a high time together. Together. Yes, it's high time. We had a high time
together. Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. If you're not sure how you feel about pot, oh my God, you are so in the right place. We're going to touch on a little bit of everything. I mean, cannabis for wellness is a lifestyle. It is in every bit of my day, and I'm going to teach you everything I know. Buckle up, buttercup. It's time to get casually baked.
I got the bottle of wine, the high dollar kind. I got the West Coast smoke, but I better just take one toke. I'm gonna feed you a meal from...
I think diabetes is one of those things that if it's not happening to you or you're not having to deal with it, you don't know shit about it. I asked my friend Audrey to give us a behind-the-scenes look at living with type 1 diabetes and using cannabis to help treat the symptoms. You might hear some background noise, some banging around, but that's because this is autentico. Enjoy. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning.
Thank you for sitting down with me.
Thanks for having me.
I don't understand a lot about your condition, and you know I always want to support you in whatever you're doing, and so... this is a good opportunity for us to dive in and you explain.
Yeah, I'll give you a little context and then see where we can go. So I became a type 1 diabetic 5 years ago, which means that my pancreas doesn't produce any insulin. I'm an insulin-dependent diabetic. Type 2 diabetics are more common, and they're the people who are typically heavier, and they resist the insulin that their body produces. So I think that there's opportunity there for them to try marijuana as well. Is it better to call it cannabis or marijuana?
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Pot, weed.
Dope, yeah, whatever. So dope.
So I'm on weed lately. Treat it with the weed. When I went to get my green card, I had done a bunch of research on the Huffington Post about, weed helping you manage your waistline, and that's for type 2.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, I've got type 1, so surely I have a better claim to a green card. That's my whole objective. So I printed out all my research, and the doctor was like, well, and this is the green card doctor, saying, well, this makes you...
And by green card, she's talking about her medical cannabis recommendation.
Yes, I am a U.S. citizen. Sorry. I know that can get confusing. But cannabis medical doctor said smoking gives you munchies, like it seems counterindicated.
Mm-hmm.
And so I busted out my Huffington Post research, like I was very proud it was on the Huffington Post. And they gave me my first green card for back pain. And the second doctor, so a year later when I went back, goes, well, why didn't you say you had diabetes? I'll just prescribe it for that. So I've been on a kind of learning curve about what to do with it.
Now, when you went to the doctor, were you going to get treatment for back pain, or did you already know, I think cannabis might be helpful for diabetes, and I'm going in there, but he just couldn't meet you at that knowledge level?
That part, yeah.
Okay.
Like, so he said, well, you know, what else is... He was basically comfortable prescribing for physical pain, and, you know, and it seemed like there's a limitation for him and how, frankly, how much he really knew
mm-hmm.
about, and this was a couple years ago. So, you know, maybe there wasn't
much
information.
That still is an issue of, you know, me as a cannabis lifestyle guide, people come to me with questions that I can't answer. And so I encourage them to go back and speak to their doctor. But unfortunately, they come back to me and the report is my doctor either can't talk to me about it
mm-hmm.
or two, doesn't know.
Right.
And so I've really been trying to figure out the avenues to getting these medical questions answered and we'll have some information to share with everybody on that. But
yeah, well, and as you know, I've come back to you and because, I mean, so I'll go into the medical marijuana doctors and talk to them, but the people who are like the bud tenders at the dispensaries know more about sometimes just from hearsay. Mm-hmm. You know more. And then my medical, my regular medical doctor is Kaiser, and I don't want that shit on my record, frankly. Mm-hmm. Like, they put, if you smoke a single cigarette and admit to it, it's on your record at Kaiser forever. Yeah. They're like, so you right. quit smoking. I'm like, it was one.
Yeah. Like, right.
So I don't, so I'm careful with what I tell them because I've learned it will haunt you. And if they don't have information I want, that's not a worthwhile trade-off.
Right.
So you and I come back and say, hey, how do we figure out, where can I go get information?
What are the things that you have found in all of that time of research of how cannabis is helping you with your overall wellness?
So I would say the number one thing that I've realized is I can get a little high-strung and anxious. And stress creates increases in blood sugar. Like, so I've got now a Dexcom 5 continuous glucose monitor, which has really changed the amount of information I have about what's going on in my system. Mm-hmm. So I can watch, if I'm going to meet with somebody stressful, I can watch my blood sugar go up. Because what's happening is my liver is releasing sugar so that I can run away from them. So I smoke I use a lot of edibles too to do microdosing, and just, it's like, I consider it the, a lot of my friends are taking an anti-anxiety med, and I think this is much more natural. Mm-hmm. And if that helps me manage my blood sugar, I'm careful to smoke kinds that don't give me the munchies. Mm-hmm. Because I have a 9-year-old son, which means that there are Cheetos in the house. Which means
right.
there's a conflict of interest.
There are dangers everywhere.
One Cheeto and that's the end of the bag.
What have you found your dosage to be?
So the easiest for me to manage is edible. Uh-huh. So I have a chocolate bar. I have one of the Kiva bars with a 15 milligrams per square.
Uh-huh.
And I take probably a sixth of it and wait an hour. Like, that's the smallest dose. So I could do that. Like, what's that? 4 grams?
Well, if you've got a 15 milligram and you're saying by sixth, if we do it by fives, that would be 3 milligrams.
So it's really a little bit under. And what happens for me in that is it just takes the edge off.
Yeah.
And I know in an hour that I can maintain that really well. Like, it's very controllable, kind of high, where I'm not ever feeling overwhelmed or like I can't make dinner or I'm going to lose track of myself. But it's just, I just realize I'm a little bit more positive and proactive. I mean,
there's a little bit of a lightness.
Mm-hmm. I really hate the meds that come with getting older.
And so
I've got, I've done the research for just on vitamins, for example, which doesn't even feel like medication. It feels positive, And I hate taking that many pills. Like, I would way prefer. I just realized, like, just now, I'm like, I would way prefer to eat chocolate and be like, fucking taking pot to take care of myself, man. And then I smoke like 2 hits from a bowl at night, like some people drink a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a bigger high. It's it's a transition from like the work is done.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to like that to get a body high there, because then I'm just really feeling relaxed. Mm-hmm. And now I'm on my couch and I don't have to keep doing shit.
Yeah, that's what I call, that's my reefer recap time.
Reefer
recap. Yeah, so that time when I'm ending work and I'm transitioning into my own time, I smoke flower, so you get that instantaneous feeling, but it's like a playback of my day, but from this like elevated perspective. Ah. And so I just kind of working through my day and relaxing, it's my fave ski alone time activity.
So I have a question about that, because you have talked to me about getting up in the morning and meditating.
Mm-hmm.
High.
Yeah.
Okay, so my reaction is, I'm trying to forget about my day. Like, so I've gone and so that sucks, right? I've gone and had some like frantic, shitty day that I'm trying to like smoke or have a glass of wine or whatever to forget. And I want to get ahead of that in the morning. Like, I'm okay even working out high.
Yeah.
So I would like to hear how you use it to, you can call it anything from keep your vibration up to get your, to be more aware,
So that first thing that you said is, it's just in a perspective shift. So you said after you've had a shitty day and you just want to forget about it. A lot of times that's where I am when I get to that time. So then my reefer recap. Yeah. So I smoke and then I'm feeling through, like I'm remembering my day and I'm like, okay, like whenever I give myself time to be quiet and just kind of open my mind about it, which is what cannabis is so good at.
Yeah.
I see other people's perspectives.
So I can be softer with the people.
Right. So I can forgive the people who did something to me because I can understand and see that it wasn't about me. And then I can just, like, be easy with myself, be easy with the other people around me. And then 20 minutes after doing that, I feel fucking fantastic.
I think I go through a mini process of that anytime I smoke. Like, it just makes me a nicer person.
Yeah.
You know, it's I'm just easier
in the world. Smokers are nicer people.
I know.
It's true.
It's true.
I mean,
I'm doing the world a favor by getting high because I am way nicer to be around.
Yeah.
And I'm more laid back, more forgiving, less judgmental, less anxious. Like, and my whole vibe just calms down.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I mean, I pick up other people's energy, so now there's an opportunity to pick up that. That relaxed kind of, it's going to be okay. I'm still managing my day. I'm still managing my diabetes. I've still got a kid. But I'm more open-hearted. I'm more open-hearted and nicer in this.
You just change. The more you open yourself up to what's happening and be open to a broader perspective and not depending on medicine or opioids or drinking
or
too much or whatever.
You're not fogged out. So my first degree is in philosophy.
Okay.
And it's my second, that's the art one. But the and I've studied a lot of Buddhism and have deliberately been trying to wake up. I mean, yoga, Buddhism, it's all like kinder, gentler, more compassionate. And I thought it was very interesting when we were doing the educational materials, the cannabinoid body and all the receptors. Like, I really want to learn more about that because it seems it has almost a quantum feel to it, like where that's your potential relationship to your better self and your higher self. And can you, and I think I can access that through cannabinoids and cannabis. Like, I can, smoking makes me more open-hearted and more in line. I don't really ever talk to people about this ever, but it makes me feel more in line with God, with my understanding of the flow in the universe.
Right. Yeah. No, and I love hearing you say that. I like to hear it because I preach it so much. I get tired of hearing myself say it, so it feels nice to hear it from someone else.
Yeah.
And smoking cannabis, you're on this journey and you're slowly figuring it out and you are opening up and you are becoming more, as cheesy as it sounds, you are becoming more at one with the universe and all that is and that is in it. And
like, it's so much easier to not resist all the time.
I know. Like, yeah. Right? Yeah. Living in the flow is fun and scary.
Yeah. 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 For sure. So we've strayed really far from diabetes.
Yeah, we did. But that's what happens when two casually baked ladies sit in a room together.
There you go.
So one of the things that I believe, you know, I can't say that there is a ton of research to back this up because cannabis is a Schedule I drug, so we can't have the research studies that we should.
Yet.
But I believe that that cannabis is a miracle drug for my metabolism.
Is it?
People ask me all the time if I'm, you know, what I'm doing. Like, I look fantastic.
You do look fantastic.
And I don't do anything. I mean, I walk every day. I mean, I hike.
That's good.
I don't eat like shit. I have a good diet, but I'll sit here and eat half a bag of peanut M&Ms watching a TV show if it's a few days before my period. But I don't. Yep. I don't work out a lot, and when I lived in Austin, I lived in Texas. I mean, yes, I drank more because it was just a different social scene, and cannabis was illegal, so I had to just do it in clever ways in public restrooms.
Some of the best.
I'll give you tips on that on another show.
Wait for those. Those are awesome.
But the thing for me is that when I moved out here and I was able to get my cannabis recommendation, find products that worked for me, strains that I appreciated. And when I started using cannabis for wellness, I just naturally just slimmed down. without changing anything
slowly
else.
Slowly stopped drinking. And it's along my getting involved with trying to help you, smoking more kinds, mm-hmm. learning about it. I can now have beer. I drink beer. So I have 2 bottles of wine in my house. Haven't opened them.
And you're saving them for me.
Please come over. So I'll have 1 glass, right? But I'm not going to open it. But I drink 1 beer maybe every other night. Mm-hmm. Down from 5 or so. I was quite the alcoholic a while ago as well. And I think that's what I'm, like, I need less mm-hmm. of other stuff. Because I'm okay where I am, you know, I manage and I'm conscious of my mood and I'm managing my mood better.
Well, and I just appreciate how I feel when I am on cannabis high versus being wine drunk. Or that feeling.
I go work out now. I get high and work, then I work out.
Oh yeah, me too.
Which is stretching. You're not going to do that drunk.
Yeah, no. No. Right? I mean, I have had foot races in the middle of the street.
That's
drunk.
Different. That's not exercise. That's something else. That's hubris is what that is. I'll do yoga high. I will happily bounce around with weights, like the little tiny weights in my hands. Mm-hmm. I'll do some push-ups and think that's funny. Right? Yeah.
Me and push-ups is always funny.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think it's wellness that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm diabetic. It's very hard to lose weight. And so you get into that cycle of, I wrote on my scale, this does not define how beautiful you are mm-hmm. because, I will step on that scale and I do not weigh what I want to weigh. And it is every pound to lose. Like every time I inject myself with insulin, I'm pushing sugar into fat in my body. Like that's because I'm bypassing the step that everybody else has, which is that all the different parts of your body use the glucose. And I don't have the insulin that pushes the glucose into the cells, so I have this funny relationship with it, if that makes sense. Like, I have a tire.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that it helps me work out. I'm glad that I'm more willing to sit there and do, like, a half hour of yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm high, and I'm not, like, this needs to go faster, and I need to be, like, more intense about it, you know?
Right.
And then I'm like, yeah, I'll do some sit-ups, too. And I don't think I'm ever going to go back to looking like I did when I was 30, but I'm also more okay with that.
Yeah, of course. The older we get, the more comfortable we are.
And I'm
skin.
Like, I'm pretty psyched to be this way, right?
And I think you look fabulous.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Fabulous.
Thank you, darling. So it's all around. Like, I'm a big fan, obviously. I'm a really, really big fan.
So now I want to touch base on the scheduling of it, the mm-hmm. tracking of your dosage. You know, I think it's important to keep a dosage tracker, and I know you and I talked about it. How are you finding your little system?
So I have got a box where I keep all, and I get grams, like I just sample stuff for exactly that mm-hmm. reason, like the Sunset Sherbert did in fact create a Cheeto issue. And I have the packet, so I get, my dispensary has flat packs, which I can write all over.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to write down what I expect it to do. I check in with Leafly or online and see, this is what basically, you know, something that stood out to me that made me want to try it.
Mm-hmm.
So I write on the package what it did, and I think I told you one time I had a cookie edible. And all I write, it was nearly illegible, was the cookies are deadly. And I do not remember the rest of the night. I was like, I have to tell Joe not to eat. I couldn't in good conscience give them to anybody because they were so strong. I was
like, oh, yeah, those things are scary.
So
always make sure to read the packaging on your edibles.
Very carefully. Serving size.
The dosage, serving size.
Because even
the devil's in the details.
And I think one cookie out of a pack of 2, and they were little, was a serving, and I had a quarter of it. I mean, and I was like, and I'm home.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere. I might be putting on Pink Floyd. I need to manage the hell out of this.
Kumbaya on cannabis. Thanks for being here, Audrey.
Thanks for having me.
I love you. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, produced, edited by the team of Just Joe. Our theme music is by my handsome and fabulous friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with his music, check out his latest album, Gotta Get Back, wherever you are buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.